Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. That will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And we are doing the show today for the birds. And that is because the parrot lady, Debbie Goodrich, is here. And I'm not quite sure I understand. Since she just handed me here, I should let you know that Aji typed in a request here that I'm not sure if I understand what it is that you wanted me to do, but I will say that we did have winners of the missing link today. Peggy Wall, congratulations, won the cat formula. And as promised on General Principles, we're giving Debbie some missing link for the birds.
Woohoo!
For these wonderful birds that I like so much. And I remember Sandy, my call screener for 15 years, that was a bird behaviorist and did live with birds. And she, every morning, they would eat breakfast with her and would eat their missing link. And they liked it just plain.
Wow.
Out of a day. Yeah, they loved it. And she'd sprinkle it on their food and stuff. So anyway.
Good,
and
yeah.
I do love birds, and but my most favorite thing is to see them in the wild, being free.
Me too.
And being able to fly the way they can, and I loved, you know, like the parrots of Telegraph Hill, the book and the movie about the wild
Mark
flock,
Bittner.
And then we and realizing that we have wild flocks of parrots up here.
Yep, in Port Orchard we have Quaker parrots, and in Seward Park we have cherry-headed conures.
Yeah, and there's some in Greenwood too.
Mitre,
I think it's cherry-headed
conures.
I think something like that. But at any rate, that they've been able to adjust and so forth. I've loved having the people on the air. I've had a couple on the air over the years. The guy that was down in, and he was out in your area. I think he was in Auburn, but he had lots of birds and. I wish I could remember all the details, but he taught people how to free flight their birds.
There's a gentleman named Chris Biro who's working on trying to teach people that.
And I remember part of the process was to take your bird driving in the car with you. And because when they drive around, they learn the area.
Yes,
and
that
they
is
learn
true.
Places, and then they can go because they don't just, you know, it's not like you just start them to fly and they know where to go and where you are. But if you drive them around and teach them the area, then that makes them a lot more familiar. But he had birds that literally year round were indoor outdoor models. And that, you know, would knock on the door when they wanted to go out, and they'd ring the doorbell when they got back home. It was really great stories. But
yeah.
At any rate, there's a lot of neat stuff going on with
birds. Help recover birds that do escape. That's one of the many, many things that I've done throughout the whole Western Washington area, because a lot of people kind of give up if their bird does escape. And I'm like, no, there's actually a whole entire list of plans and things that we can do to help get birds
back.
Yeah,
and there's an alert network now and so forth. I get those emails when there's, you know, a macaw or a cockatoo or whatever missing. It seems to be... there's been the grays, African grays missing, cockatiels missing.
Blue and gold
macaws, apparently. Not a lot of cockatoos, but they're very dependent on their humans.
Cockatoos do tend to have a lot more social gregariousness, shall we say. So they really do like to attach themselves to somebody.
Can be more difficult in the behavior department because, can they scream.
Yes.
And cause a problem. There's my favorite bird behavior therapist treatment for birds was one of Sandy's that she told, you know, to listeners from time to time, and it was for screaming birds, you know, when their owners left the room, and she called it the earthquake technique, and you tie a string or a rope, you know, like to the thing,
and
you know,
shake
the perch,
their cage,
and then you know. Reel it out all the way, you know, to the other room, outside of the room, from out of sight. And then, you know, you're with your birds and you know, now she also taught telepathic and empathetic communication and all of that sort of thing. And you teach them, but to teach them then to be quiet, to stop the screaming, you know, you leave to the other room. When they start, the instant they start screaming, you tug the rope a little bit and it shakes their thing.
Does stop them from screaming, that's for sure.
Yeah, right. And as soon as they stop, you stop. They start up again, you shake again, you stop. Yeah. Well, it doesn't take very long. They're not stupid. They're very smart. And they figure out, holy mackerel, when we scream, the earth shakes. We better not scream. But it was a fantastic solution to teaching, you know, birds.
And of course,
there's
now the whole positive reinforcement thing where you teach them, like, eventually you hopefully get to random intervals where you leave and they say nothing. So what you do is you, like, reinforce them for doing anything else besides screaming.
Right.
So don't ever lead to screaming as it is. So, like, these guys, they had to go from having 8 hours to 1 hour. That was really, really, really tough. And yet they weren't screaming. Even in my apartment. And they had moved to my apartment with me. So it was a tough time for all of us, but they adjusted well, and because we had to adjust each other. It's what it's about.
And a lot of people, you know, reinforce, you know, bad behavior because without knowing what they're doing. Because as soon as the bird starts doing something bad, you run back to them to try to stop it.
I love it when they bite you and you go, ah, and the bird goes, look at that cool reaction I just got. You know, yeah.
Oop. Woohoo.
It's pretty fun. Yeah.
All right.
All of a sudden, it got quiet.
Yeah. They're listening quite intently.
Yeah, they are. And they're very relaxed and content. They're very content. That's a good thing.
Well, that's nice, guys.
Yeah, woo-hoo. It means you have good energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know. I'm Aunt Martha. I love birds.
Good deal.
I like them. All right. Now, before we run out of time, and because we have less than an hour to go, and we don't call this the fastest 3 hours in radio.
I know.
For nothing.
It's fast.
It's just like, phew. And since normally I do current events at the end of the last hour, and I didn't. I think that to be in good shape here, I best do it now.
Okay.
So how about, Mike, we do current events? These kitties.
I was going to say, we should have birds for this.
Yeah, speaking of entertainment, and I'm sorry, I don't have any birds singing the current event song. We do have birds that play from time to time. But I had the thought when I heard the cats are singing, the thought crossed my mind.
Birds.
There we go. Crossed my mind that, cats chase birds.
Yes.
Sometimes kill them and eat them. And
yes.
Zilla looked at me like, holy, you know what? And I said, sorry, but, you know, they're very telepathic. They
yes,
get the pictures.
Are.
But that, see, Zilla is, that's part of the reason that he's so sensitive. I mean, all that trauma and all of that. But see, the wild energy and coming, you know, being direct lineage from that, their telepathic and empathetic abilities are much greater. And much stronger, because they have to be. That's how you survive in the wild.
Yeah.
But he is the most sensitive that way. Because, I mean, his eyes were like, oh, whoa.
You said cat.
Yeah. And, okay, so let's see. We're doing current events now. Let's see. On the current events list, remember, we have got from our wonderful guests, Jude and Paul Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. They are the harmonic healers, you know, the chiropractor, acupuncture, but the Accutonics folks, the authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats, Sound Healing for Animal Health. They are doing the Accutonics Self-Care for You and Your Dog and Cat Friend seminar. And you could use Accutonics on birds. September 28th from 1 to 5 p.m., learn to use the balancing frequencies of the Ohm tuning forks to support health and well-being for you and your dog and cat friends. The class is $125. It includes a copy of the book, and you get a 10% discount on a set of Accutonics Ohm forks if you purchase them with your class registration. And if you are interested in signing up for that class, I took it the first time they did it. That's what got me so excited about this harmonic Accutonics stuff. And I now have all kinds of forks of my own. I do Accutonics. I do them every day at my house with myself and my own animals. I take them with me on sessions now and use them and with my clients in case it's made a huge difference. And Accutonics can be phenomenally helpful with aggression stuff. So with Zilla, that it might be something that would really help. It really can be helpful. And you don't have to necessarily, you don't have to put the forks on their bodies. You can work in their energy fields, which is, and I know Sandy used them all the time with birds. So anyway, let's see. Northwest Stream Center up in Everett's got some great programs. Salmon in the Trees. I know that sounds a little weird. Thursday, September 12th. So that's this week, 7 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center at McCollum Park in Everett. Amy Gulick, a Seattle-based award-winning photographer and writer, specialist in natural history and wildlife conservation, is presenting an unforgettable journey of one of our rarest ecosystems, which, you know, she'll explain the salmon in the trees stuff. A book signing that follows, let's see, on Saturday, September 14th, there's the Narbeck Wetland Nature Preserve Adventure, and that's from 10 a.m. to noon, doing it again on October 19th. Take a walk on the wild side with naturalists Tom and Sarah Nolan as guides along the boardwalk and around the Narbeck Wetland Reserve. That's just north of Payne Field. Learn about the critters and the habitat. Now, for reservations, you need to call for both events. Information at www.streamkeeper.org. It's $5 either event if you're a member, $7 if you're not. And phone numbers to call are on MarthaNorwalk.com under current events. Let's see. Remember, we're coming up on next Saturday, the 14th, the Happy Tales Wine Walk for Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville. And it's at the in the Hollywood area of Woodinville, 15 wineries, short walk, a long walk. You get a T-shirt. There's food. There's vendors. There's activities for adults and kids. And $40 for the walk and the wine tasting at all locations. $20 just for the walk. And remember, it all goes to the animals. Homeward Pet Adoption Center, www.homewardpet.org. All right. And I think this is September 9th. That would be tomorrow, wouldn't it? Yeah, that would be tomorrow. So tomorrow, get a haircut for the animals. September 9th, renowned stylist Patrick Lomantini is doing haircuts at the Mark Allen Salon in Bellevue. $20 donation is suggested, and that all goes to Seattle Humane. You can call for an appointment, 425-688-1436. They also are welcoming walk-ins. It's 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and this is part of the 50 haircuts, 50 states, 50 days. They did it last year, too. It was really successful. And let's see, coming up for Seattle Humane, Walk for the Animals, September 22nd at University Village. And, oh, remember, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, our own best bioenergetic synchronization technique guy, he is going to do a free webinar later this fall. For all of us, he's going to limit it to 50 students, so you need to get on the list now. Don't have a date yet, but the way to get on the list so you get notified is to send him an email. You do that by going to his website, www.nelshealingministry.com. Click on the Contact Us link and send him an email with free webinar in the subject line. And then he'll put you on the list and notify you when he picks a date. That's going to be really, really cool because you've experienced how incredible he is at doing hands-on healing. And even the remote healing he's done here in the studio is pretty, pretty incredible. Let's see. Remember the 16th annual Black Cat Ball for Perfect Pals is at Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue on August 26th this year. www.perfectpals.org. And my favorite, Sexless Soiree 2013, an auction with a twist, is on September 21st, and that benefits Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Clinic. And then I've got the October event on current events for you, Debbie, the Seattle Parrot Expo. And that's October 19th and 20th. But we'll talk about that specifically along with I think there's one coming up here in September that you've told me about. So we'll talk about those events next. And I think that's it on current events that I need to tell you about right now, except to say that next week is the third Sunday of the month. And you regulars know that means I take the day off and go to Temple. So that means it's a Kevin and Kim Sunday. Kevin McDonald, Kim Miller Medium, and Animal Intuitive are here, and it's your chance to call in. Open phone lines throughout the show, and Kim can help you connect with your animal or human loved ones on this side or the other. She's really good. She's really detailed. So if you're around next Sunday morning and you want to know what your birds are thinking, you can call Kim and find out. She's really good. So that's good. All right. Let us stay on schedule because it's the last hour of the show and we need to do that. We will take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And then when we continue, let's talk about the fundraising events so we get all those details out there that are coming up for the birds. And then we'll have time for more. So stay with us. Animal World continues with the Parrot Lady. Debbie Goodrich is here and Zilla and Lily and Jesse and Ollie. Gorgeous macaws. Stay tuned right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Manson Mitchell welcomes Alicia Michelle on Friday morning. We call her the Dean of the College of Astrological Knowledge, but we just made that up.
Then on Saturday, Nebraska football takes over the morning airwaves, and we are, in a word, preempted.
That's astrology on Friday, football on Saturday.
Mastery and Mystery, Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300 or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. I hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we're doing a show for the birds today, and the parrot lady, Debbie Goodrich, is here with four of her macaw companions. She's got Lily the blue and gold on one shoulder, and Jesse the blue and gold on one shoulder. She's got Ollie the green wing on the other shoulder, and I'm getting to see Ollie's back now. He does have green wings on the top of his back and blue wings underneath that and red on his tail. Oh, and Zilla, the buffon, is sliding down the hoop back to the middle perch, and on top of Zilla is Lily, the blue-throat macaw. So that's,
hi, Ollie.
Everybody is here.
Yep.
All right. We just did current events. And I want to talk about the current events that you've got going on for the birds.
Yeah.
And I know that there is an event coming up, I think, later this month that I don't know about yet. I don't have it on the list.
It's still relatively kind of new, but not really. September 22nd, we're doing an adults-only, really fun drag queen comedy fundraiser at the Feedback Lounge in West Seattle off of California Avenue. And it starts at 5:30.
An adult only would apply to humans, so this is an adult only event.
Yes.
Okay.
It is. It's called Booze, Balls, and Bingo.
Booze, Balls, and Bingo?
That's right.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's featuring two different charitable organizations. Flight Club Foundation is one of them. We are a nonprofit charitable organization in the state of Washington. We're trying to get our 501c3, but right now it's going to take a little bit more time than we expected. And that's okay. That's what happens. And there's another group. I think it's a Gypsy Puppy Rescue or something. There's some puppy rescue that's going to get also get some of the funds that we're raising for that night. But it's two amazing people that dress up in drag queen costumes and stuff, and they are hilarious. I mean, it's just a riot of a time. And so we're going to get donations for – we have – right now we're donating one of our LLA registrations for the event. So that's a $200 workshop that we're doing for the Seattle Parrot Expo. We're bringing in a world-renowned behavioral expert. Dr. Susan Friedman is coming. And she – we are donating one of the LLA registrations for that workshop. For that event. And I do believe we're going to be mentioning our really good news that we just got, which is Dr. Susan Friedman also is offering her full online course. It's a $700 course. You get to now be a professional behaviorist after the course. And she's
for birds, you mean?
For any animal. It applies to any animal. The whole LLA course that we're offering is for any animal.
Yeah,
including people.
She's doing an online course of 700 hours to teach people to be
$700.
Oh, for $700.
It's an 8-week course.
An 8-week course to be a behaviorist for any animal.
Pretty much.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on that one, Debbie. You're
Anyway, it's the science of behavior, applied behavior analysis, learning about antecedent behavior consequence as well, how behavior works. I have my
I mean, I'm sure there's lots of really good information, but I'm sorry, you
we
go to
keep
8-week course.
Yeah,
and
so
think
that,
you're going to be
a
behaviorist
donation.
And be able to deal with it. I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
What?
Now, well, I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. I would not consider. Anyway, you'll learn lots of great stuff.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
But
yeah. No, I'm saying that's
that
what she's donating. That's one of the.
Okay, she's donating that. Yeah. So
yeah. So $700 for that, and then. Then we also are doing different types of vacation workshops and stuff like not vacation, but timeshares that some of the people have as well at this event. So we're going to have lots of different.
So is it like going to be a raffle or
it's a raffle and auction.
Or a silent auction, live auction,
live,
silent,
and raffle.
Raffle. Okay, and that's at the.
That's what I was trying to get at. Sorry.
Okay, so because we've got the drag queen show. On the 22nd of September.
Yes.
And that's going to be where again?
That's at the, I keep wanting to call it the Fireside. It's the, my brain can't think of it right now. We said it earlier. Did you write it?
Well, no, I didn't.
Chance?
I didn't
no,
get
didn't.
It.
Feedback. Thank you. The Feedback Lounge.
Feedback Lounge. And that is where?
That's on California Avenue.
So West Seattle, I thought.
In
that
West
was
Seattle,
okay.
Yep.
And that's going to be September 22nd.
Yes.
All right, when you get the details to that, you need to email them to me.
Sounds
so
good.
So that I can get them up on current events
officially.
Yeah,
we have a poster for it that you could get. Yep.
Okay, so you send me the flyer or send me the information by email, because that's how I get it to my webmaster to
Sounds
get it
good.
Up on the air, on the website. And then I have something so I can have the details for current events. Because I think we only have one more weekend before that we can talk about it.
Yes.
So that's that event. Now, the Seattle Parrot Expo, that's October 19th and 20th, and that's going to be at the Lake City Community Center.
Yes.
So that's what, and that's going to, I have down there, that benefits Bob Dawson's Macaw Rescue and Sanctuary and Zazu House. Is
correct.
Is that still
It's well, what it is that we are creating a grant system called the Parrot Grant. And the Parrot Grant is going to award two different grant awards to Bob Dawson's and Zazu's House as a result of the funding that we receive from Seattle Parrot Expo.
Okay.
So it benefits them. Indirectly, but at the same time, directly.
So the Seattle Parrot Expo is going to be Saturday and Sunday, the 19th and 20th of October. It's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's open to the public. It says admission is free.
Admission is free.
Education and vendor areas, on-site food, free parking. Now, then this is what you were talking about, the Dr. Susan Friedman's workshop.
Yes.
Is 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. Now, because this is basically a bird event. I don't know who this Dr. Susan Friedman is. Can who tell us about?
Dr. Susan Friedman has her own website called www.behaviorworks.org. She works with autistic children out of the University of Utah. And she is now an international speaker all over and workshop giver all over the world about applied behavior analysis, which is the science of behavior. I personally also took that those sciences myself in my 4-year degree. So that's why I had learned about the sciences from that.
Mm-hmm.
I like branching out beyond the sciences, I think, is very important as well. But this is a really good fundamental course to kind of get the fundamentals of what's going on so we can hopefully help behavioral problems in different creatures, including ourselves.
So the 2-day workshop, is it just for bird owners?
Nope. It's open to anyone. And we're even got credits and curriculum for teachers. So if teachers want to help their students get behavioral.
That's what I didn't understand. Yep. So this is she teaches behavior therapy for everything, humans and animals.
You bet. And she goes to zoos and helps them out. She does all kinds of help. She's a wonderful,
probably be really
very
fascinating
person,
class.
Yeah.
And,
it is.
And a lot
it's
of
well
good
worth
stuff.
It.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
So she's at, and where does she come from?
Like I said, University of Utah is where she's out of.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so obviously you pay to join that.
That portion is $200 for the workshop itself. Right now we have 45 registrants and 75 positions. So we only have 30 more that we can fill.
Okay.
And then we're good to
and
have
And that's
grant.
What you were saying at the drag queen event on the 22nd of September at the Feedback Lounge. You're going to give away
one of those workshops.
One of those, that workshop.
Yeah, for one person.
For one person.
Give it away. Obviously, they have to bid on it.
Okay, well, it's going to be part of the fundraising
at
that event.
And same thing with that $700 online course she has to offer. That's more intensive.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's it. So she's basically teaching, kind of, sounds like, a generic behavior therapy for everything.
That's basically it, because the biggest goal she really wants to have happen for everybody is that we understand how behavior works and how we can work together to make behavior work or help behavior work. So that way, if people are having deviance or problems in for people or for animals, hopefully we have that basis of behavior to understand, oh, hey, well, maybe if I go back to the basics, instead of having all these complexities, just go back to the basics. Start from there and then branch off from that again.
Yeah, and I guess I don't object to that sort of, you know, education. I think it's a very good and it's a great foundation. But I guess where I had take issue is someone thinking that that's end all be all.
No,
and it makes that a generic because I see a lot of that in training and behavior modification today with you know, our dogs especially.
Oh, no, all
because
animals.
It
all
doesn't
animals.
Give credit to the fact that these animals think and reason. They have feelings. They're intelligent. They reason to different extents that they can be communicated with on more than just the scientifically understood ways
yes.
in terms of vocal tonalities and physical body
yes.
language. And they are affected by other their behavior and all of that is affected by other things than what science believes. I teach what I call the human to animal transference, where they pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, our behaviors,
oh, yeah.
our
they're
characteristics,
100%
and suppressed emotional energies. And yeah. then every single one is an individual.
Yes. And so, actually, that's exactly what she says. Behavior is about the individual.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I like seeing everything else combined, but not so. One of my issues is, especially in behavior therapy for dogs and cats, because there's a lot of that going on now where veterinarians are doing it. But it's like, you know, and I'm sure there's some good ones out there. I just haven't run into them yet.
Well, the best veterinarian for behavioral science and behavioral understanding, that's a vet that I've seen so far, and he looks at the whole picture, and he's the first vet I've ever seen do this, and that's Dr. Brian Spear in California. He's amazing.
I don't know him or his work, and maybe he is, but he's, you know, come outside the square of a lot of it. Most of what I see is it's drugs and
behavior can help with that, so where you don't have to have drugs.
Yeah, well, yep. Exactly. But so anyway, so that sounds like this gal is fascinating.
Oh, and, she's wonderful.
That could be really, really.
I hope you can go and have a registration and see her.
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, I work
I
on
know,
weekends.
I
and,
know.
And so it's tough. I haven't mastered being two places at once.
Bummer.
Yeah. I have to look at the date. I mean, there's a possibility if it's a third Sunday of the month as opposed to any other Sunday of the month.
And I think it is.
And then it would have to be... It'd have to be pretty spectacular. Well, and then
spectacular. I with the energy you and I are having, when I say it's going to be cool, I know you'll
have
a good time.
Let me know. You might be able to convince me.
Okay.
But hard to pull me away from my one opportunity a month to go to the
it
temple
is.
And be with
hard.
My gurus and spiritual family.
And
so.
I need to go there so I can be with them.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see that.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So you will get me more information on the September 22nd event soon.
Yes.
And then we've got the October 19th and 20th Seattle Parrot Expo. So obviously, if people are going to attend the Dr. Susan Friedman's workshop, they're going to be busy from 9 to 5 both of those days and only have an hour.
They have a snack break, snack breaks, and also a lunch, so they'll be able to shop in between.
But it sounds like even if you're not attending that workshop, there'd be things to do with the vendors and the vendors areas and the booths to come by the event.
Absolutely, we're going to have the birds that you see here today. We're going to have even more of them, and they're going to be on display talking about various issues surrounding parrots,
okay.
Inclusive of my show. I'm going to do an abbreviated show, probably 2 to 3 times a day each day.
Ah, so we get to see roller skating.
Get to see roller skating. Whoa. You bet. And we have a lot of free kids events that we're doing, little free kids crafts and worksheets, and we're going to do kind of like an interactive wall of information, like where this feather come from, like on the bird's body, and then what species bird, you know. So we're gonna have all this different information that will even challenge parrot owners and knowers about, like, well, what do I know about parrots? And so it's this whole room's basically, what do I know about parrots? And you're gonna come and learn. So if you don't know about it, you go, wow, I didn't know that. I want everybody to walk out saying, wow,
saying
I didn't
that
know
a
that.
Lot.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
That's the whole goal. And so it's really for kids too. So we're really trying to get kids involved in good education, where they can talk directly to and see all the careers affected by parrots, and how parrots can affect people and vice versa. I just hope that someday we can all learn to live like parrots do, to live with the environment and to be as adaptable as parrots are. Parrots have been around 250 million years. They've been around since when it's cold. They were here during the Ice Age. They were here during when the planet was really hot. The only thing that's impacted parrots is people. And so now we need to reverse the impact and have people understand how much impact a parrot can have on people.
All right. Now, if people want information and want to sign up for this Susan Friedman workshop or get more details about the Parrot Expo, where do they go to get more information?
www.flight-club-foundation.org.
flight-club-foundation.org. And is there a phone number they can call?
They can always call me. I have a very public phone that's been around for ages, which is
253-951-4452. Cool. All right. That sounds great. Now, we need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this show. And remember, it is the most important part of the show, because without them, there is no us.
And, thank you very much, advertisers. We appreciate you.
Yeah, yeah. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, and stay right where you are, because we will come back and touch on a couple of these other organizations that Debbie is involved with that we haven't talked about yet. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
For the last 30 years, family-owned Bothell Feed Center has carried products for all your critters. Committed to providing high-quality, well-formulated feed and care products for guinea pigs to chinchillas, chickens to wild birds, as well as your cats and dogs. At Bothell Feed, not only will you find a large variety of products with competitive pricing, but the friendly and knowledgeable staff will recommend the best products for your particular animal friend. BothellFeedCenter.com, your modern feed store with old farm charm. Visit today. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Have you ever wondered about the healing potential of the human-animal bond? This potential is the core of Dr. Penny Lloyd's veterinary practice, as her goal is to help animals and people heal each other. She does this utilizing holistic veterinary care, therapeutic interaction skills, and human-animal health games. Working mostly with horses, but now also incorporating small animals into her practice, Dr. Penny is available throughout the greater Seattle area by appointment. Learn more at ConnectionTheBestMedicine.com or call 360-502-1114. That's 360-502-1114.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Join Homeward Pet for a dog-loving, family-friendly walk and wine tasting on Saturday, September 14th from 12 noon to 4 p.m. in the Woodinville Hollywood Wine District, and help raise funds for the homeless dogs and cats at Homeward Pet Adoption Center. The Happy Tales Wine Walk is a dog walk like no other, with special wine tastings at more than 15 Woodinville wineries, delicious food from local restaurants, fun activities for the kids, and pet friendly fun and shopping in the dog zone. Go to homewardpet.org for more information and registration.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Listen live at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and sorry to say, shoot, we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk. 11:50 a.m. And we've been doing it for the birds today. Parrot Lady Debbie Goodrich is here, and we've been talking about all of the four incredible macaws she has with her today, and the fundraising events coming up this month and next. I'm not sure. Do I see? I don't see. Do you see? I can't see through the reflection. Aji, she is there, isn't she?
She's there.
You said you want me to repeat It says P's contact information. Did you?
Oh, repeat my contact information,
well,
maybe?
No, but it says P, and I don't know who P is. Did you mean Debbie?
Could you repeat her contact info?
Sure.
Right. So your phone number again is?
253-951-4452. And then our website for the Flight Club Foundation is www.flight-club-foundation.org. And then my personal website, my actual business website, is www.parrotambassadors.com. You might also see parrotlady.com, but we are encompassing a larger scope now, so that's why we're changing it to Parrot Ambassadors.
So parrotambassadors.com. And it's Parrot Ambassadors, not Ambassadors.
Yes.
Parrotambassadors.
Yes.
.com. Now, while we're on the subject, Flight Club Foundation, what you're the president of that. What is it?
That's a good question. Sometimes I even ask myself that.
Okay, so.
The Flight Club Foundation is a board. We have a board and everything. We basically are a group of people that have been meeting in the Lake City Community Center for 8.5 years. And we've kept the whole meeting and everything very, very quiet, very non out in the front. Just a few friends of us that are very close friends. We're just going to fly our birds together and that's it. And I happened to find the Lake City Community Center at a craft fair saying, hey, can I fly my birds here at your building? Because we're looking for a building to fly birds in.
Oh, so you go in there like when, for years, I taught classes there at Washington State Obedience Training Club. So they
yes,
do have
Obedience
a big
Club
room.
Is there.
They
have
big rooms. So you take your birds in. So Flight Club Foundation, you actually were flying your birds there.
Yeah. And that was what we called Flight Club.
I gotcha.
Yeah. And we kept it quiet. And then a good friend of mine came and videotaped us and put it on YouTube. And, of course, it got kind of a little bit more going. And we all got excited. And so we took it to the next level. And we finally said, okay, let's open it up to more information for the public to understand. Because what we're seeing at the community center, since we are a community center there, is that we're getting lots of community in there wanting to learn more about parrots. And they had no idea about parrots, what we're doing, why they're flying, what we're doing. And they're like, what is going on? What are these birds doing? Why are they flying in this room? And so they're so excited. And so we just wanted to take it the next step further. And so we asked everybody who is active flyers, hey, do you want to take it to the next step? And they're like, yep, let's take it to the next step. And I said, so what do you want to do? We want to have we had an opportunity from one of our other bird club areas to try to bring out Dr. Susan Freeman about 2 years ago. But unfortunately, there was a fallout and things happened where, you know, things couldn't quite work to get everything put together and gelled. So it didn't coalesce. So and then we waited for a couple more years to see if anything else, another year anyway, to see if anything would happen. And it just wasn't happening. I'm like, well, we got to bring her out, even if it means Parrot Ambassadors bringing her out or if it's Flight Club bringing them out. I don't know. So Flight Club said, let's do it. And I said, okay, we'll do it through you and we'll do it through us. And so then it then became Flight Club Foundation that we created.
Gotcha.
So we could then have a 501c3 backing. And so we can start doing other cool things to do it. So we can just start growing it. And the biggest thing is that we really want to combine all the different communities and show everybody this really, really strong community and or businesses that are involved with parrots and see all the different perspectives parrots can give us as far as, you know, careers, things like that. And that's what our main goal of the expo is itself, between that and introducing children.
So the Flight Club, you said you meet once a month at the community
Once
center?
A week.
Once a week.
Every
so
Thursday.
What do you do? Every Thursday, what, in the daytime, evening?
Daytime, we meet 11 to 2. And technically speaking, we are flying birds in there. And so we do allow some public in, but it's not necessarily way open to the public. It's like we can't have 200 people in there and us also fly birds. It just wouldn't work. So just, you know, if it's the casual coming in person, we're okay with that. But with the birds flying everywhere, they do have big beaks, you
well,
know,
so
and
you,
things like that.
You just bring your birds in there and then you just let them go?
Pretty much.
All together and they get along? And
yeah,
just, what,
well,
just
that's
fly
just it.
Around the room.
It's like on our video on the main site, it shows basically it's a birdie play date. And so they come and they learn to be a bird. And other great areas to do birdie play dates would be stuff like NWEB's Bird Club. They actually allow birds in their bird club, too, and they come and have little birdie play dates as well.
Well, and that means now NWEB, that would be the Northwest Exotic Bird Society. And
yep.
I know I've interviewed them on the air.
Yes.
But for those that weren't listening or whatever, What is the Northwest Exotic Bird Society?
The Northwest Exotic Bird Society is the oldest bird society, the bird club in the Seattle area. It's been around for a very long time. And not only that, but they bring in really well-known speakers over the ages. And they actually had a while back, they did used to have a large parrot event. As a matter of fact, Seattle hasn't seen a parrot event in over 10 years.
Wow.
So it was, I think we're due to have some more information coming out because less and less information is coming out, less and less people get interested, and then less and less parrots get help. So we definitely want parrots to get help. And so that's what we're doing. And the Northwest Exotic Bird Society, what they do is they help get owners together and put together a great membership that's really nice and strong so they can go and do different types of workshops and different kinds of field trips and bring different kinds of lecturers in and stuff like that. And that's why I'm their newsletter editor, to try to let them know, hey, this is the news that's going on. And it's really helped congeal the whole group together really well as far as people learning more and wanting to get more involved. So cool. It's been a very good, positive thing.
All right. So if you so this would be a good for anybody that owns an exotic bird.
Yes. NWEBS is open to everyone, whereas Flight Club Foundation is not. It has to be limited because we only have so much space. So we can only have 15 active flyers in our little group at the very most. And right now we have 7. So it's very, very limited. Whereas NWEBS, anybody can come that has a bird.
And so if you're interested in the Northwest Exotic Bird Society, their website is www.nwexoticbirdsociety.org.
Yep.
nwexoticbirdsociety.org. And anybody, you know, obviously you probably want to be a bird owner to join that society.
Actually,
but
we
have
encourage
to be.
You. That's right. You don't have to know anything at all about a parrot. If you just want to come and see parrots or learn more about them, come and see it.
But if somebody's listening and saying, oh, I'd really like to fly my bird like that.
There used to be, I don't know what's going on with them, but there was a much bigger organization. It was called the Northwest Avian Flyers, headed by a lovely lady by the name of Mona Delgado. And I know that they were flying at the Kent Armory. But the armory needed the building back. And I know they've been having difficulties negotiating buildings. And in their cases, they were much larger buildings than the building we're flying in ourselves. So I'm hoping that they'll get a building at some point or another so anybody who has a parrot can come and fly their birds.
That would be nice. But you did say that the Flight Club Foundation...
We do have flight members, but like I said, it's limited to 15 people.
But you said you only have 8 now.
We have 8 now. So if you get
so there's that 7 openings.
Openings.
If somebody's listening and they wanted to join, the going to the website, the www.flight-club-foundation.org, is that the thing to do, or should they call you, or what should they do?
Yes, they can contact us through the website. They can call me. And then what we do is we arrange a pre-session. You don't bring your bird. We talk to you directly.
So you have to qualify.
You do have to qualify. Yeah.
So you have to go through a screening process.
Yes, you do.
All right.
Yeah.
And obviously, because you have to be able to play nice.
Oh, yeah. Humans, too.
All right. So if you're interested in this, there are some openings. You can go to the website, www.flight-club-foundation.org, or you can call Debbie personally at 253-951-4452. That's 253-951-4452. And she's going to get me more information about the adults only drag queen show, which
get
sounds
some
like
drinks,
a great
people
fundraiser
find
on
some
September
people who drink.
22nd. And the exotic parrot expo is already up on current events on marthanorwalk.com. But I will add the website and phone number for information to that because I didn't have that before. And gosh, I'm sorry to say we are, you know, on the verge of running smack out of time.
That's not fair.
Well, we call it the fastest hour radio for a good reason. The fastest 3 hours. It goes fast. And but I really appreciate you taking the time to bring all these kids to the show. And I very much appreciate Zilla and Lily and Jesse and Ollie. Thank you all for participating. And I can't wait to see your show sometime. I want to see you roller skate stuff.
Yeah, and understand why and how they can do that.
yeah. I think that's very cool. And, of course, you can see more of Debbie and call her you know, she is available for hire, you know, to schools, to anything, to birthday parties, do the show. It's educational and entertainment. So if you're interested in
large events, too, we do like lots of meet and greets where we just bring birds just to be a part of the atmosphere. You know, we do those as well.
So if you're interested in hiring Debbie and her birds, www.parrotambassadors.com, or you can call her at 253-951-4452. So thank you all for being here. It's been
great.
Well,
thank you for having us. This has been a great day. And guess what? You were right about the... Mike, you're right about the...
Well, look at that. I just turned around over my shoulder.
Take a look. There it is. At the end of the show. It's breaking.
The sun, it be a shining. Well,
it's been out for a while.
Well, my back has been turned. I've been so fascinated by the birds.
Well, you said by the end of the show. There you go.
You were right. The sun is out, so you have my permission very shortly here. You may want to stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis. And then you have permission to get out on your lawnmowers and go to town. But, you know, you're going to have all week to do it because it's getting nicer and nicer all week long. And I'm delighted because the humidity is supposed to go away. So next week, I'm off. It's the third Sunday of the month. But that means Kevin McDonald and Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive are in the house. They will be here and have open phone lines throughout the show next week. You know, Kim is one of the most accurate and detailed mediums and animal intuitives around. That's why she does the show for me. So plan to give her a call and find out what's on your animals' minds or if you've got any questions you need to ask. And as always, I want to thank Mike. You did it. Just fabulous to have you here. Ajie,
yes.
Thank you. Kathy, if you're listening, I hope you're having a great day off. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again in two.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.